The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. Maybe you can hear our neighbor's incredibly loud music, because I definitely can. And we are back again with more Batman talk, because DC Comics mandated that everything that we talk about relating to them now has to tie into Batman.
Well, we're also tying into the Batman the Silver Age episode that we hope you all listen to.
Yeah, that was a fun, very hard episode.
I bet it was.
It was hard. Mm-hmm. The Age episodes are always very tough.
Yeah, because you have to read all the comic books.
Oh, man.
You have to read so many comic books to be able to do them. Yeah.
Yeah.
To pull them off. So the title of this episode is Meeting Burt Ward.
Yeah.
But we should also talk about Batman 66 in a general way.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, how did you meet Burt Ward? Want to tell that story?
In real life?
Yeah.
So I've met Burt Ward twice.
We should make, it takes a minute to know, he's the actor that played Robin in Batman, 1966 Batman.
Yeah. He is, I have tremendous respect for Burt Ward. Mm-hmm. I think he does a good job playing Robin for the tone of that show. I think he was adorable at the time, but I also think that his portrayal of Robin maybe single-handedly has kept certain consumers of this type of media from taking Robin seriously and from him advancing on screen. Unfortunately.
Ashley, I just airdropped you a link.
You
so
did.
Open it. That's something that we're going to do a little bit later in the show.
Oh, okie dokie.
Okay.
So I just wanted to like put that out there.
Okay.
So, I met
That's not his fault. He's just a good actor.
It's absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But I think when you look at his legacy, I think that is worth bringing up as well.
Yes.
The same thing happened to John Watson when the TV show happened. He was played very bumbling
and then people suddenly thought
Dr. ex-soldier John Watson wouldn't be capable. It's literally the exact same thing.
Yep.
But I first met Burt Ward in the lobby of DC Comics, mm-hmm. At the point in Burbank, California. They're not there anymore, so I don't feel bad giving that away.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first animated Batman 66 movie was coming out. And so I was working for comicbook.com at the time, and they said, do you want to go to DC and do you want to talk to Burt Ward? And I said, I want to talk to everyone who's ever played Robin. So yes, absolutely. Tell me to jump. I will say how high. He was absolutely lovely. His hair was dyed jet black and not fooling anyone, but that's okay. I told him that Robin was my favorite superhero, and he said, it's because you're obviously you're beautiful and you have great taste. And so I fell in love with him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He had such lovely, wonderful things to say. It was not that long after Adam West had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke about Adam West and working with him and the mentorship that he received with such like love and respect. And
yeah, because they did those two movies. Adam West died in between the release of the two of them, but they had pre-recorded both of them.
Yeah. And he talked about how nice it was to come back with his original chum and step back into these roles after so many years, after your body's changed, after your career's changed, where you're like, well, I'm never going to be in the Pixie boots again, and how lovely that was. And then a couple years ago, I had an opportunity to guest on a podcast where he was also the guest. And he was equally lovely that time. And he talked a lot more about, he does a lot of work now about activism with dogs and rescue dogs and saving dogs. And I was like, wow, so you're a real life superhero. So both times I met him was in a very short, very professional work environment. He was really, really lovely. His handlers did keep him right to his time deadline, which is fine. Absolutely fine. But I couldn't have had a more wonderful experience with maybe arguably the most iconic person to play my favorite superhero. So those were the two times that I met Burt Ward.
Well, I think you are correct on that, on the iconic person to play Robin, just because
he's not the first person, because there was the guy from the serials.
Yeah, but there haven't been that many Robins since him in live action.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can count the cartoon. Like, I mean, is it Lauren Lester? Is the Batman the animated series?
He's the Dick Grayson, yeah.
Yeah, who I think does an excellent job. And I do have some little bit of love for Chris O'Donnell as Robin. I do.
That's okay. I think Brendan Thwaites is a really good Dick Grayson on Titans. He's really become a very cool Nightwing.
Yeah. I met Burt Ward at the DC Comics building as well. I don't think it was for the Batman 66 movies.
I don't think so.
I believe it was for the Lego Batman game.
Oh, I was like, it would have been that, or would it have been the blue, the box set when they finally released the Batman 66?
It might have been Lego Dimensions. It was a Lego.
Can't remember.
It was a it was a video game that he did a voice for.
Great.
And they got him for, and I think they got him because of the movies.
Yes.
And he was lovely too. And we got a little bit more time because we were the official DC people.
Well, you were the in-house guys. Yeah.
And
for
he was
sure.
very nice. And he took like a very nice, like we did the course, the classic Robin pose with the fists in our hands. Like that. And I thought the same thing. Like I was a little worried.
So was I.
I was a little worried.
He's an older gent now.
Well, also because like he's been kind of like the original Star Trek actors. He had been talking about Batman for 50 years.
For the job he'd done for 3 years. Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, like all those actors, the immediately after it, you're like very bitter. And then you kind of come back around to it and you're like, oh, no, that was a great time, or that was like really good. And he was lovely. He was very nice. I was surprised at how like funny, quick, and entertaining he was.
Was his wife there with him? She was there when I met him at DC.
No, but his German Shepherd dog was.
Oh my God. I have seen pictures of the dog, but I have not met the dog.
And
DC let him into the dog into the building?
He's the only, I was told that he was the only person they ever let him bring a dog in.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Because he's Robin.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
And stupidly, and okay, so I asked him, I was like, oh, what's the dog's name? And he, of course, said, Ace, of course.
I love that. That's so good.
Like almost in a way of like, duh, you idiot.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. His big German Shepherd who, during the interview, we were beginning and he got a little restless, and then he was like, Ace, down, and the dog just sat there and was quiet for the rest of the interview.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and was like very well behaved.
That's so funny. Yeah.
But no, I met Ace and Bert.
I'm jealous that you got to meet Ace.
Yeah, Ace was a good dog. He's a good old boy. So I, in a weird way, feel like I actually met the Bat Hound.
Yeah, really?
You know, I mean, if Burt Ward's dog is not the actual Bat Hound, then whose is?
Exactly.
Ashley, I don't know. Like, do you have any, like, let's talk about Batman 66. Like, do you have, I mean, it's so funny because I feel like most comic book fans, you know, you sort of like fall in love with Batman 66. You fall out of love in the teenager because you're like, oh, it's so lame. Mm-hmm. And then I think you kind of come back around to it and you're like, no, it's cool.
Yes, I agree.
Because we have Batman 66 action figures in this house. Because
more than one.
They look cool.
I think I have two or three Robins.
I think you do.
And I have a Batgirl as well. I have the Yvonne Craig Batgirl.
Well, here you go. You want to do the voice? Let's let you do it. McFarlane Toys is releasing new Batman 66 action figures.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, they're coming out. I mean, they basically look the same as the DC ones, so I'm not buying them. You know, DC directed those, like, and we have the ones where they're crawling up the wall, which is the reason the ones I wanted, because I was like, that's what I think about when I think about Batman 66, is them climbing up the flat wall and the guest stars coming out.
So good. Intern Kat Brego loves to knock them over.
Yes, he does. Obviously, McFarlane would not make those toys if they didn't think they would sell.
There was no demand. Mm-hmm.
So there are people still buying Batman 66 merch.
It's because Batman 66 is one of the only things, even more than Batman the Animated Series, that you can show to
kids.
Anyone.
Yeah.
I would show Batman 66 to if we, the imaginary child we don't have, right now.
They
with no proclivity, no worries about it.
It's because they would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because it was simpler.
It was, and there is
in a good way, and I mean
there's
that in a good way.
A lot of goodness in it. There's a lot of joy in it, I think, as well. Even when people are double and triple cast, and all of that. Jason's also met another staple of the Batman 66 family, Lee Merriweather.
Oh yes, one of the Catwomen's.
And she, I didn't meet her, but I saw her from afar, and she looks incredible.
She's stunning.
Yeah, and you said that she was really lovely for your brief interaction. So you've got two notches in your Batman 66 belt.
Bat technology. Bat
I'm playing Batman's
Anodized. You can actually see. Just try to count them all.
Ashley can't hear
this. I can't.
Ashley forgot her headphones at work. Yes. Yeah, she was lovely. So here to end this out, I thought would be very funny.
I pull open the window now?
Yes,
that you
sent you a link of wiki quote from Batman, the TV series.
Oh boy.
And I thought we could read some of these lines. I will be Batman. I think you should appropriately be Robin.
Oh boy. Sorry,
I
kicked Jason.
I thought it would be funny for the listeners to hear us do our best Burt Ward and Adam West impressions.
Oh boy.
So, Ashley, let's go down. Or do you have the window open?
I do.
Let's go down to Fine Feathered Finks 103. It's like the third one down, Ashley.
Okay, I'm clicking.
And you're going to be Dick, and I'm going to be Bruce.
So, oh boy.
And I specifically picked this one
for me.
For you. We're going to do a bunch of these for the listeners.
Okay.
So here is a quote, a brief snippet, if you will, from the episode Fine Feathered Finks. Go ahead, Ashley.
Oh, heck. What's the use of learning French anyway?
Dick, I'm surprised at you. Language is the key to world peace. If we all spoke each other's tongues, perhaps the scourge of war would be ended forever.
Gosh, Bruce, yes. I'll get these darn verbs if they kill me.
It's so funny.
And then he goes, être is to be, not to be.
It's so funny that viewers in the 1960s didn't understand that this was a comedy.
Yeah.
To me, it's completely obvious.
But to be fair,
yes.
Neither of us was alive at the time. So maybe that's just us having the benefit of when we were raised in the media that we consumed.
So go down, Ashley, to 106, Batman is Riled. This is actually when they're Batman and Robin. And listeners, we're going to read a couple of these. And you're going to notice that, again, we talked about there's a trope that keeps happening. So, Ashley, let's go. Batman is Riled. Please begin as Robin.
All the same, the Joker is wild, Batman and Robin foiled again. Holy headlines, do we look like page one dumbbells?
Too true, Robin. The responsibility of the press is to report the truth, despite what it might do to our public image. Our main concern is to a frightened public, who we seem to be failing.
Gosh, you're right. I can't help thinking of only myself. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay, John. We all have the right to be selfish sometimes.
I think you really got your Adam West on this one.
I'm trying to do young Adam West.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult. Okay, so again, you're noticing that they all seem to be like Robin is like, I don't understand this thing. And then Batman's like, look, you dummy.
And then I'm like, oh, you are. Batman is the Geordie LaForge explaining how we're going to get out of this situation with a simple metaphor.
Actually, the one right above that, 105, this will put across the Joker is wild. Let's do that one.
What's so important about Chopin?
All music is important, Dick. It's the universal language. One of our best hopes for the eventual realization of the brotherhood of man.
Gosh, Bruce, yes, you're right. I'll practice harder from now on. This is literally a lift from the why do I need to leave French? Why do I need to learn French? It's literally a lift with Chopin tucked into this.
Okay, go to 109, the episode Zelda the Great.
Okay, the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, the rings of Saturn. This is sure some fun, Bruce.
Astronomy is more than mere fun, Dick.
It is?
Yes, it gives us a sense of proportion. Reminds us how little we are, really. People tend to forget that sometimes.
Gosh, yes, that's right. I bet I see those rings a little differently this time.
It's like, Robin, you idiot, every time.
Well, I mean, Robin's supposed to be 16, 18 in the show?
I think he's 18. He's a little bit older in Batman 66.
Oh.
Because I think they say he's a college student at one point.
I'm not going to pretend like I know. Someone is screaming into their phone right now.
I don't care. Yeah, it's fine. I'm scrolling through to see if there's any other good ones.
Gosh, yes.
To see if there are any more great Batman. Apparently there's a scene with Dick Clark in season two. I didn't know that. That's funny.
Dick Clark?
Okay, let's go to Ashley. There's one called The Cat and the Fiddle. It's 204.
Ooh, we skip into season two.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The Cat and the Fiddle. Yes, the first one.
Mm-hmm,
the one without Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, that was our closest call ever. I have to admit that I was pretty scared.
I wasn't scared in the least.
Not at all.
Haven't you noticed how we always escape the vicious ensnarements of our enemies?
Yeah, because we're smarter than they are.
I like to think it's because our hearts are pure.
That's cute.
It's a nice one.
I have to say,
the dialogue, I'm sorry, the dialogue, like prose work is fantastic.
Oh, yes. But also reading these condensed quotes like this,
mm-hmm.
Batman talking about like our scale in the universe and how we just need to be good people and how we all need to
smart.
Just, if we could just communicate through music or language, like they're really lovely sentiments. So Batman's a real sweetie in the show.
All right, let's go to Deep Freeze 220.
Ooh.
And the second bit.
Oh, it scrolled too far.
Which starts with Batman. Deep Freeze 220, Ashley.
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Starts with Batman. We have tickets for tonight's finals in the Gotham City Miss Galaxy contest. I know Robin is a little young for this sort of thing. But
I'm not going to be young all my life, Batman. And besides, beauty contests are practically an American institution.
You see, gentlemen, such pure logic is indisputable.
Less pure in this one.
Yeah, it's a little, this is a little horny joke. Definitely.
Well, he is 18.
Okay, so let's go, Ashley, to the episode. It's The Way You Play the Game, episode 226.
The first one?
Yes, it starts with Robin. We can do the whole thing, actually. We'll do the first bit first.
Okay. Should we give the context of what we're talking about?
This is talking about some bulls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought they went for red capes, Batman.
Merely an infection, Robin. Something to make the Corydia seem more colorful. Actually, bulls are colorblind. They react to movement, not color.
Holy Toreador!
The word is Madrador, Robin. Toreador is a word of convenience used by Bizet in a classic opera, Carmen.
Holy Matador, then!
Very apt.
Yeah, Toreador.
The very next episode, Ashley, is a good one. The Penguin's Nest,
great
number
title.
227. So all go ahead, Robin.
It is... Take two.
The Penguin's Nest, number 227.
It sure is a shame, Batman. A restaurant with such terrific chow turning out to be a mere front for some criminal scheme?
Look at it this way, Robin. That $100 cover charge is pretty stiff. Penguin's terrific chow is hardly within the budget of the average worker.
Gosh, yes, you're right, Batman. All the needy people in the world, all the hungry children.
Good thinking, Robin.
$100 cover charge, fuck all the way off.
He's a villain.
I guess. Can we do the cat's meow, the first one, 227?
Sure. Go ahead, Robin.
I guess you could never trust a woman.
You've made a hasty generalization, Robin. It's a bad habit to get into.
Starts out bad, ends good.
He follows it up with, when you get a little older, you'll see how easy it is to become lured by the female of the species.
Well, I am Dick Grayson, so I'm about to get around.
You're doing a little penguin impression there? Burgess and Meredith there?
Yeah, that's how skeevies laugh.
Let me see if there's another.
The duo one. Is slumming is the name. Oh, Santa Claus is in that episode. Good Lord.
I'm trying to see if I can find another one.
The Zodiac Crimes. The titles of these are exceptional.
Yes, there are some amazing, amazing titles. There's a lot of Cat King Tut quotes in this. I don't know why.
The Black Widow strikes again.
There's a lot of really good ones.
It's like OG Star Trek. Like Star Trek TOS had some great, great titles.
Episode titles, because of how they appear on screen and how they want people to tweet about them, there actually is sort of a mandate where most streaming services and networks only want one word titles.
Yeah.
And I actually think I agree with you because, like, I have always said, For the Sky is Hollow is like one of the great.
Yeah.
I love the poetic episode titles of this. And these are like, I'll Be a Mummy's Uncle, The Joker's Flying Saucer, The Entrancing Dr. Cassandra, Minerva, Mayhem,
Ring Around the Riddler.
Millionaires. I don't really see any.
That's fine.
Okay. Go down to, this might be a really good one here, Ashley. We're going down to The Entrancing Dr. Cassandra, number three, episode season three, number episode 25.
Okay.
At the very bottom of that, there is a scene of Robin and Batman talking about Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that one. Starts off with Robin.
You know something, Batman?
What's that, Robin?
She looks very pretty when she's asleep.
I thought you might eventually notice that. That single statement indicates to me the first oncoming thrust of manhood, old chum.
Not thrust of manhood. Not them watching Batgirl sleep.
Or a little creepy, Robin.
Ew.
Yes.
Ew.
So, Bat listeners, I hope you will join us next time for another Bat episode of Geek History Lesson Extra on Patreon.com. We want to thank you for being patrons of the highest regard.
Are you going to say same Bat time, same Bat place, Batman?
Same Bat URL, same Bat time post. Patrons. That's all I got.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody. This has been a fun. I hope you enjoyed our Batman 66 theater. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast. And we'll be back next week. We will tell you this. We'll give you a little bit. We are working on, I don't know if we can get any of them. We are working on some pretty big guests right now to bring on the podcast.
Scheduling is hard.
Scheduling these podcast guests is very hard, but I want to tell you that like a couple of them will melt your frickin' brain.
Yeah.
If we can get them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. A lot of them, some of them are not emailing us right now. So it's like, But
we're speaking good vibes into the universe. We're going to figure it out.
We are. We're speaking good vibes into some universe. There's going to be a really, so we're going to have some really good episodes before the end of the year. So thank you so much. Your support is what makes that happen. Thank you so much, good friends. Have some good times and have some good bat vibes. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye, super friends.